Grab your Bible. It's time for Reading the Word with Justin Reed, sponsored by the Wood Church of Christ in Woodbury. Now, here's Justin.
Thank you, Brother Dearman. Thank you for tuning in to Reading the Word. We are continuing a study that we have been doing called the Christian Olympics, because the Olympics will be here before we know it, and it is so important for us to realize that we as Christians, we could say that we're in a type of Olympic game. And so last week when we studied this, we were on the second of three major sections. We've already talked about preparing to run, and now we are starting to run the race. And we talked about last time how it is important that we follow the rules, of course, our rule book in life being the Word of God itself. And so we turn our attention now to the second point in this series on running the race, and it's called We Need to Look to Our Example as we are continuing to run this race as Christians. You know, athletes often have heroes that they look up to, or they often have causes that they are running for. For instance, many in the history of sports, some people claim Jesse Owens as a hero of theirs. He was a four-time gold Olympic athlete in the 1936 Berlin Olympics for running. He helped set some world records for that. Or Mark Spitz, he earned seven gold Olympics in the 1972 Munich Olympics. There he was a record setter. Or the great Carl Lewis, he was the first person to win the same medal in four consecutive games. That would be at the 1984 Los Angeles Olympics, 88 Seoul, 92 Barcelona, and then here in Atlanta, Georgia for the 96 Olympics, which nobody's ever done it quite like that. Or Jim Thorpe, the first Native American to win a gold medal at the 1912 Stockholm Olympics. In fact, he was honored on the back of a Sacagawea golden dollar coin in 2018. So some people look up to those athletes, or sometimes an athlete, they'll run because it's for a charitable event or a good cause. For instance, people may be running for the March of Dimes or for cancer, or the Susan G. Komen Cancer Breast Cancer Project, American Heart Association. They may be doing a St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital marathon, etc. They run these things because they have a good benefit behind them, and so that's why they do it. Well, friends, Christians, we run the race. We look to our hero, and we look to our cause as well. Of course, our hero is Jesus the Christ. Friends, if you get nothing else from this series over the Christian Olympics, I want you to realize that Jesus Christ is our reason for living. Paul says in Philippians 1 and verse 21, "For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." I like that verse so much, I have that silver embossed on the back of one of my Bibles. Because Paul said, "I would rather go on and be with God. For me to live is Christ, to die I would gain that, but God needs me here teaching this gospel to you." Or what about what Paul said there in Galatians 2 and verse 20? He says, "I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. In the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me." Friends, he truly is our reason for living. Not only is he our reason for living, he's also the model that we should follow. Hebrews 12 and verse 2, the Hebrew writer says, "Looking unto Jesus, he is the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God." Or 1 Peter 2 and verse 21, "For hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow his steps." Now, that word example in the original Greek, imagine when you were in school and above the chalkboard was maybe the English alphabet, or maybe it was the English alphabet in cursive, and as you were commanded to go up to the board, you would look up and you would imitate that as you're writing. That's the same idea here. Christ is that imitatable example for us. Also, 1 Thessalonians 2 and verse 14, "For ye, brethren, became followers of the churches of God, which in Judea are in Christ Jesus. For ye also have suffered the like things of your own countrymen, even as they have of the Jews." We became followers in Christ Jesus. And Paul says in 1 Corinthians 11 verse 1, "Be ye imitators of me as I imitate Christ." Paul says, don't be Paul because he's Paul. Paul says, be Paul because he's following Christ. Christ. So therefore, we must follow him. That's what Jesus Christ says in Mark 10 and verse 21. Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him and said unto him, one thing thou lackest. He says, go thy way, sell what thou hast, and give it to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. Come, take up thy cross and follow me. Jesus says similar sentiments in Matthew 16, verse 24, take up your cross, follow me. But I like Luke's account the best. Luke 9 and 23, Jesus Christ says, take up your cross daily and follow me. It's not just a when it's convenient Sunday morning only, Sunday night, Wednesday night. That's a daily thing. So friends, we must run, and as we're running, we're looking to our example. But we keep going as we think about running the race, because thirdly, we need to look to the prize. You know, athletes allow the prize that they'll receive when they cross that finish line to motivate them. The World Series, they want to have that championship. Think about how excited the Cubs were just a few years ago when they won and broke that long losing streak. Or the Olympic gold medalists, they say they can almost taste the gold. The Super Bowl championship, everybody wants to win the Vince Lombardi trophy or the Stanley Cup and have their name etched and engraved in that cup forever. Friends, we as Christians, we also have a prize for which we are to run. In fact, the Bible calls it a prize in 1 Corinthians 9 and verse 24. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain. Also Philippians 3 and verse 14, Paul says, I press toward the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. So friends, it's described as a prize. We're going to have to take a quick break. On the other side of this break, we're going to look at how the thing that we're running for is also described as a crown. Stay with us here on Reading the Word with Justin Reed.
Reading the Word with Justin Reed is sponsored by the Wood Church of Christ. The building is located at 99 Sally Parton Road at the base of Short Mountain, 6 miles off 70 on Short Mountain Road on the left. Join us for Bible study Sunday at 10 a.m., worship at 11 a.m. and 5:30 p.m., with midweek Bible study Wednesday at 7 p.m.
Welcome back to Reading the Word. So glad you decided to stick around with us. If you're just now joining us, we are studying the Christian Olympics. And we're halfway through our study now, and we're talking about how we need to run the race, and we're looking at our third point under that, how we need to look to the prize. And so we've already discussed how the Bible describes what we're running for. Our victory, our prize, if you will, is a prize, but the Bible also calls it a crown. The Bible says in 2 Timothy 4, verses 7 and 8, Paul says, I fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I've kept the faith. Henceforth, there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not for me only, but all them that also love his appearing. Also, 1 Corinthians 9 and verse 25, and every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now, they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible crown. 1 Peter 5 and verse 4, the chief shepherd shall appear, and ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. In Revelation 2 and verse 10, be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. But speaking of life, not only is it described as a prize and life, friends, our prize is eternal life. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 25 mentions this. And this is the promise that he hath promised us, even eternal life. So John says, we are fighting, we are striving to receive eternal life. Also, 1 Timothy 6 and verse 10, Paul says, fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hath professed a good profession before many witnesses. And Romans chapter 6 and verse 23, for the wages of sin is death. And we normally stop there, but the Bible keeps going, says, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. So we have been promised a prize that is a crown that is eternal life. But lastly, as we are considering the middle of our study of the Christian Olympics and how we run the race, friends, we need to endure to the end. Now, athletes understand that if they are to be victorious, they must endure. Friends, if you're running, you have to run and you have to cross the finish line. If you're playing soccer, you have to play the entire game. In football, you have to endure the entire season. You can't just do it once and say, well, I think I'm good. I think I've ran half a mile. I'm just going to say I ran the whole marathon. Give me my prize, my trophy, my T-shirt now. Friends, that's just not how it works. As Christians, likewise, we must endure through life. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 13 and verse 7 that love endures all things, so we will have the love of God with us. But 2 Timothy 4 and verse 5, the Bible says, watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, and make full proof of thy ministry. Need to continue onward, endure these things. Hebrews 6 and verse 15, and so, after he had patiently endured, he obtained a promise. Hebrews 12 and verse 3, for consider him, Jesus Christ, that endured such contradictions of sinners against himself, lest ye be weary and faint in your minds. James chapter 1 and verse 12, blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. James 5 and verse 11, behold, we count them happy which endure. You've heard the patience of Job and have seen the end of the Lord, but the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. And lastly on this point, 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 58, where Paul says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. We must endure to the end. So friends, what must we as Christians do as we are in the Christian Olympics? Number one, we must follow the rules. Number two, we look to Jesus Christ. He is our example. One of our songs we frequently sing, he the great example is and pattern for me. Number three, we will look to the prize. And number four, we endure to the end. And so with that, we transition. We've talked about preparing to run. We've talked about running the race. And now the third and final point in this series, and we will start it today. I don't think we will finish it today, so I hope you all to make plans to join us again next week. By the way, if you want to hear any of the lessons in this series or any of this program, they're all on my website. It's thejustinreedshow.com, thejustinreedshow.com/readingtheword. Or once you're on my website, you can scroll down to the bottom, click on Bible Resources. You can get it there as well if you want to catch up or do some further study. Friends, as we look at part three on finishing the race, our scripture text for this could be found in 2 Timothy 4 in verse 7. I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, and Paul says, I have kept the faith. Here in the book of 2 Timothy, Paul has a more somber tone than he writes in 1 Timothy 2, the book of, or 2 Timothy, because tradition tells us that Paul was beheaded by Nero not too long after he wrote this book, or he wrote this letter. And so Paul seemingly knows what is at hand when he writes to Timothy, and his final words seem so, so important. Paul was sober, but friends, he was also hopeful. He knew his course on this earth was finished. He knew there was a crown of life waiting for him. So friends, as we are running the Christian race, we will finish the race in one of two ways. We're either going to die on this earth, Hebrews 9:27, appointed a man wants to die, and after this, the judgment, or Jesus Christ will return. Either way, this is a finish unlike any other race that we've ever seen, we've ever run, ever heard of. So when we reconvene next episode, next time, what we will do is we're going to look at what can we expect when we look to finishing this Christian race. Once again, I am Justin Reed. I want to give you an admonition from the book of Numbers. May the good Lord bless you and keep you. Thank you for listening to Reading the Word.
This has been Reading the Word with Justin Reed, sponsored by the Wood Church of Christ in Woodbury.